The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.'" And from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
The angels spend a good bit of their time asking favors. By asking favors, they bring God to man. They bring heaven to earth. But most of all, they bring us to our senses. They bring us to ourselves. The angels call us back to who we really are and to what our lives were really meant to be, ever begging us to come home. No one ever knew more about what life was really meant to be than Mary from Nazareth, that young woman who became the Blessed Virgin Mother. When Gabriel knocked on Mary's door asking for a friend, it was really God himself asking Mary for her yes. Of Mary, God the Father was asking more than he had ever asked of anyone before. It was a proposal. God the Father was asking her to be his Theotokos, the mother of his son, a divine son who would be arriving soon as our Redeemer, the Savior of the world. The angel was asking Mary that she give her human flesh to the eternal Word. And she did. Mary said yes. When Gabriel stood at Mary's door, he found her full of grace. Being full of grace is not natural or common in a human being. By nature, we are quite the opposite, empty and also evil. And we feel it. The proof is all around us, from the wars in our world to the wars inside our head. We are not born holy, and we cannot make ourselves holy. And leading unholy lives leaves us hollowed out. We have our own names for this: alienated, isolated, angry, lonely, unloved. But the simple reason we feel empty is because we are. We are empty. We are hollow of what matters most, void of what satisfies the heart, dry of our Lord's holy love. But Christmas Day means that life does not have to be empty anymore. Christmas aims to make each one of us as pregnant as the Virgin Mary, to make us full of grace, full up with our Creator's only begotten Son, who is, as St. John says, life and light and victory and grace and truth. After the angels ask, you can see what divine love did to that young virgin named Mary. Called to something extraordinary, to a gift and a blessing, by a favor asked without force. Once she gave her consent, her yes, saying famously, "Let it be to me according to your will," she bore a human child who was also God, Jesus, the Christ. Then she raised him in the wisdom and the stature of the Lord. From the time she said her yes, there was a fair bit of suffering for Mary. The words of the prophet Simeon eventually came true. She got stabbed in the soul as she watched her child being crucified. But 3 days later, her Son of God rose from the dead, just as the angel promised. Divine love in flesh, now revealed to us this Christmas day as light and life and victory and grace and truth, is a baby stronger than death. And now our Blessed Virgin Mary, our Blessed Virgin Mother, lives back home again with her grown-up Son, Jesus Christ, and his Heavenly Father, with the Holy Spirit, and all the saints, and they all surrounded by those hard-working angels who are also waiting for you. Heaven is the place where God and his family live together forever in warmth and holiness and joy. Heaven becomes home for anyone who will say their yes, who will confess God's love, God's grace, and especially this day, God's flesh-taking. To the ask, your best reply is the words of Mary. Thank you very much. Yes. Be it unto me according to your will. Amen. And more, please. That is what the church means by faith. Of course, you cannot be the Virgin Mary. There is just one like her. And you cannot be Jesus the Christ. You were not there in the beginning. You are not only begotten from eternity. You are not the agent of creation. But like Mary and Jesus, you can be a child of God That starts by being washed in that font in holy baptism, where God, our Heavenly Father, will adopt you and make you as his own and name you an heir of his heavenly kingdom. It is in that water that you get Jesus as your brother and Mary as your mother and the saints as your family and all the angels as your friend. After that, you can come and eat and drink all you like at his altar, at Jesus' Holy Supper, where you can have your sins extracted and your wounds tended and your hollow soul filled up with grace. And eventually you will find that you have a life worth living and needs worth having, and that you are closing in on being the person you were always supposed to be. But beware. Say yes, and I guarantee that, like St. Mary, you will get stabbed along the way, in body and in soul. Like Jesus, being a child of God may even kill you. But that's okay, because we believe in resurrection, and resurrection makes all things new. Even me, even you. Resurrection is the one thing that puts everything else back in order, back together again, in the way that it was always meant to be from forever. And that is the full stretch of Christmas. God as one of us, born of Mary, flesh and blood, onto the cross, out of the tomb, and then into the sacraments. Always for you, never against you, unless you absolutely force him to be against you. But do not do that. Today is the chance for your yes. Today the Lord is begging you to come home to Eden. And that as a pure child of God. That is what the angels ask of you this Christmas. And their ask is everything. It is the only thing. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.